This is Earth and Sky. When British scientists first saw a dried platypus skin in 1798, they thought it was a hoax, a duck's bill and feet attached to a rabbit's body.
You might say the example of the platypus shows that it's humans, not nature, who make the categories. The platypus has lots of qualities that make it an in-between kind of creature. It's a furry, egg-laying mammal with webbed feet, a broad tail, and a bill that looks like a duck's beak, though it's actually an elongated snout covered with leathery skin. And on top of that, the platypus is one of only a few poisonous mammals. The male can eject a toxic fluid from a hollow spur on its heel, a poison strong enough to kill a small mammal.
The platypus swam with dinosaurs 100 million years ago, and it was common in waterways of Australia until overhunting and pollution severely reduced its population. The good news is that the platypus is slowly coming back.
Protective laws, repair of eroded stream channels, and the planting of eucalyptus and tea trees along the banks are bringing it back to streams, even within only about 25 kilometers of downtown Melbourne, a city of more than 3 million people. For updates on platypus research and conservation, come to today's show at earthsky.org.
Special thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.